I am in a state of intense neurotic anxiety, since it appears that everything I have eaten for the past 43 years has been killing me. Although I have not yet succumbed to heart attack, cancer, or terminal indigestion, it is plainly only a matter of time. Whenever the Minister of Health, Virginia Bottomley, appears on television, I feel the onset of a panic attack. I woke up the other night in a cold sweat. I had dreamed of my own funeral. As my coffin passed solemnly through the streets of London, I distinctly heard the undertaker say, "It was the bacon sandwiches that killed him." Will I let this happen? I will not. I have resolved to change my diet completely, bringing it into strict conformity with government advice. I have, therefore, given up the following: fried eggs, butter, cheese, beer, wine, spirits, tea, coffee, milk, and bacon sandwiches. It is true that these foods, from all the basic food groups, have nourished and sustained me these many years. From now on, however, I am going to eat only those foods which have been officially sanctioned by the government as safe to eat. I will satisfy my hunger with bean sprouts, garlic, prunes, and 3 egg-sized potatoes a day. The preparations for my new diet have been rigorous. I spent much of Thursday afternoon searching London for egg-sized potatoes, taking an egg from the fridge, for I shall have no further use for it except as a guide to potato size. I made my way to my nearest supermarket, determined to buy 21 appropriately sized potatoes. I then thought I would end my meal with an apple, but the fruit shop was selling only French varieties, and naturally I was unable to buy any, since it is well known that the French treat their apples with a substance which has been found to cause cancer in mice. However, despite these hiccups, since starting my new diet, I am sure I'm on the road to a healthier, more fulfilling, and longer life. And not a day passes that I do not give thanks to the government, without whose advice I would surely already be dead.